the second out. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Pine River, fixture at summertime get-togethers. You can look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, America's premium ice cream. So here is Blake Perkins, and the switch hitter up there is a lefty against the righty Jones. And Jones flips a curveball in there for a strike. There's a wrinkle. And it's 0-1. We've also seen that slider at around 90 miles an hour. Swing and a miss. There was that slider. That one at 91. Ran down and in, and it's 0-2 on Perkins. Jones kicks the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A little bit late on a fastball at 100. Third strikeout for Jones. And he has really shown some impressive stuff through these first two innings. We go to the bottom of two. Pirates with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Pittsburgh with a 1-0 lead. Jack Suwinski leads off against Joe Ross. Suwinski, 5 for his last 30 at the plate. He's hitting 191 with 2 home runs and 7 driven in. And the first pitch from Ross is a slider at the very bottom of the zone for strike one. Pirates in their home blacktops with the white pants. Brewers in their road grays, as they have been pretty much this entire road trip. 0-1 pitch. Missed inside. 1 ball and 1 strike on Jack Suwinski. If the Brewers have an opportunity at a save later tonight, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm, the 1-1. Missed inside, nearly hit Suwinski. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Suwinski, Michael A. Taylor, the well-traveled veteran, and then O'Neill Cruz scheduled to hit here in the bottom of the second for Pittsburgh. The 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle, but Adames right behind the bag at second plays it on a big hop and throws to first to retire Suwinski for the first out. Always a good sign when Ross is getting ground balls, and three of the four outs he's recorded so far have been hit on the ground. And here's the speedy Michael A. Taylor, former Washington National, Minnesota Twin, Kansas City Royal. Finds his way to Pittsburgh. And Ross's first pitch to him. Swung on and fouled back into the net. 0-1. These two former teammates in Washington. Brewers winners of 4 in a row. The Pirates have lost 6 in a row. But it's the Pirates leading 1-0 early on here tonight. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Good curveball down and away, and it's nothing and two. Taylor hitting 296, no home runs. He's driven in six. Right-handed hitter against the righty Joe Ross. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 95, an ortho ASAP strikeout for Ross. His first of the night. And there's two outs for O'Neill Cruz. And before he hits, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. A 1-0 Pirates lead. Two outs, bottom of the second. And O'Neill Cruz takes a pitch inside from Ross. It's 1-0. Cruz hitting 209, three home runs and six driven in. Ross, the 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-1. Cruz, of course, injured a season ago. He gets a lot of comparisons back and forth between he and Ellie De La Cruz because of their sheer size and arm strength at the shortstop position and their power and speed. 1-1. That missed low. Two balls and one strike. Cruz came up first. And then Ellie De La Cruz came up last year, middle of the year, and a lot of excitement followed him around. By the way, Ellie De La Cruz has been really swinging the bat well ever since the Brewers went to Cincinnati last week. Here's a liner back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for O'Neill Cruz. Second hit of the game for Pittsburgh. He's aboard with two outs for Henry Davis. Davis behind the plate tonight for Pittsburgh. Another big prospect in this Pirates organization. They had him in right field for most of last season. Putting him behind the plate now. Another year older. Maybe more prepared to handle some of these pitchers. Ross brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss. Two-seam fastball at the top of the zone at 94. And it's 0-1. In fact, Davis has caught all of Jared Jones's starts to this point this year. A little sluggish at the plate, though. 182 with no home runs and four driven in so far for Davis. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's nothing and two. O'Neill Cruz hit first after the two-out single. And Henry Davis is just two for his last 16 at the plate right now for Pittsburgh with an 0-2 count against him. Ross, the pitch, missed outside. It's 1-2. Time used by Davis as he steps out of the box. I'm not sure you could ask for a more aesthetically pleasing night to watch a baseball game from our perspective. Sun is out, shining down on the Clemente Bridge. A breathtakingly beautiful backdrop here tonight. The pitch is way outside, and it's 2-2. Allegheny River, little light breeze, the sun on the buildings across the Allegheny. This is one of the best views in baseball. Cruz gets his lead from first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down and away. And the inning is over. Two ortho ASAP strikeouts in the inning for Ross. We played two innings here in Pittsburgh. It's a 1-0 Pirates lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Near you. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. We go to the third, and here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Bryce Durang will take his chances against the flame-throwing Jared Jones, and he'll take a curveball inside for ball one. Jones has been breathtakingly good through the first two innings. He's retired all six, and three of them on strikeouts. From the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Durang swings and fouls 98 miles an hour back into the screen, 1-1. It'll be Durang, then Churio and Ortiz. Brewers down a run in this series, lid lifter. Bryce Durang had a great last couple of games in St. Louis. He is late on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's into the catcher's mitt for strike two. 4 for 9 on Saturday and Sunday, including a homer and a double for Bryce. Leading off the third, behind Jared Jones, 1-2, and the pitch came inside, but he swung and missed at it as he falls to the ground, trying to get out of the way of the pitch. But Durang couldn't hold his hands back, and it's a strikeout swinging. That almost hit him. It was coming towards his back foot with a slider, but Durang, in his haste to escape the ball, couldn't stop himself from swinging at it. Strikeout number 4 for Jared Jones. Here comes Jackson Churio in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got a slider. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 3-bagger in the third contest. Tonight's contestant, Joseph Toth from Sheboygan. He wins a Pottawatomie prize package if somebody hits a triple. Ground ball to third, though. Reddit key Brian Hayes, who gobbles it up, throws across. That's in time to get Churio for out number 2. Jackson in a bit of a funk. His average had fallen to 225 on the young season before that ground out. And so Jones has retired the first 8 batters that he's faced. It brings up Joey Ortiz for the first time. Ortiz at 306. He takes right down the middle with a slider for strike one. Joey getting a second straight start at third base. 2 out, nobody on, 1-0 Pirates. And the pitch is just a little bit high that time with the slider. It was close, 1-1. They'll get the best deal of the year for only 2 days. It starts tomorrow. We got a flash sale. Alert, alert, flash sale. $5 Loge outfield. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. $5 bleachers or $5 terrace tickets for the April 29th through May 1st games against the Rays coming up during the next homestand. It's courtesy of Festival Foods. That sale starts tomorrow. 2 out, the 1-2. Hit in the air and to right. In comes Brian Reynolds, over into foul territory. Reynolds, it is into the netting. Foul ball, it remains 1-2 on Ortiz. So flash sale starting tomorrow, and then it ends Wednesday. Go to brewers.com/flash sale. It starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Putting this in my calendar.
Good, because I told you, alert. Another 1-2. Just missed outside with a fastball, a 100-mile-an-hour pitch.
Did that sound like I was putting something into my cell phone, the sound effect I just made?
To be honest, I didn't even catch it.
Oh, come on. I thought that was good work on my part.
2-2 pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit, Joey Ortiz. Boy, he took a close 100-mile-an-hour pitch for ball two to stay alive, and then he singles on the 2-2 slider, the first base runner of the game for the Crew. And it's Joey Ortiz. Lineup card turns over to Sal Frelick. You were practicing that sound effect. Oh, okay, now I...
It kind of sounds like you're punching stuff into your calendar on your phone, right?
Yeah, I catch what you're throwing down. Frelick struck out to begin the ball game, and he'll take low ball one. 1-0 Pirates. Andrew McCutchen homered, leading off the bottom of the first. Game 1 of 4 here at PNC Park. So Jones with 4 strikeouts the first time through the order. Ortiz, good speed at first. Then working from the stretch for the first time, Jones turns and lobs a throw over to first base. No tag applied by Rowdy Tellez. If you update it on the young career of Jones, 36 strikeouts, 2 walks. Frelick takes inside corner, 96 on that fastball, and so it's 1-1 on Sal. You just wonder, when he comes out and throws 7 100-mile-an-hour pitches in the first inning, how long can you keep that going? The 1-1 pitch. Down low on a slider, 2-1. The thing is, most guys you throw 100 like that, they're doing it in 1 or 2 inning bursts. They're not doing it for 5 or 6 innings. Good lead at first for Ortiz. The stretch in the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow in the left center field. In sprinting is Sawinski. Goes into a full-out dive. Jack Sawinski makes the catch and robs Frelick. That ball was blooping. It appeared destined for an open spot on the grass. But Sawinski sprinting in and diving to take it away from Sal and the Crew to end the inning. Ortiz got a hit, nothing further. Bottom of the third next, 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
One nothing Pirates. Alika Williams is going to lead off against Joe Ross. Third inning brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 9-1-2 in the order due up against Joe Ross, starting with the right-handed hitting Alika Williams. Second year with the Pirates. Right-handed hitter waits. And he takes up and away on a fastball from Ross. Williams hitting .348. This guy does not have power. No homers, two driven in. He's a contact and speed guy. Crowds the plate as he waits, and he swings through a slider, 1-1. Pirates traded for Alika Williams. That was in June of last season for Robert Stevenson, the pitcher, over to Tampa. The 1-1. Swung on and fouled back, a high fastball. Back into the screen, 1-2. Williams last year against the Brewers when he got a chance to play. He was great against Milwaukee pitching. 5-for-10 with 3 walks. Leading off the bottom of the third, McCutchen on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Struck him out looking. Slider right over the inside corner. Joe Ross with his third ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Designated hitter Andrew McCutchen. Well, the Pirates have this lead thanks to the veteran McCutchen. Homering over the center field fence to begin the first inning. Career home run, 301. He'll take a strike here, a slider from Ross. Mostly fastball and slider. 17 of those 301 came with the Brewers a couple of years ago for McCutchen. Comes the 0-1 to him. Swing and a miss. Good fastball out away from him, and it's nothing in two. Back on another one-year deal with the Buccos is McCutchen. In a ballpark that, as Lane was telling you, he knows oh so well. One out. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. He smoked that the opposite way on a hop in front of Jackson Churio, who had to back up to field it. He throws it in to hold McCutchen at first on an 0-2 pitch. He singles and is 2-for-2. Came in only 173 on the batting average. One on one out for Brian Reynolds. This Pirates offense has been in such a funk. They'd only scored 6 runs total the last 5 games. Again, 6 total in 5 games. Reynolds swings through a slider. He's behind 0-1. Get the feeling that tonight McCutchen is taking it upon himself to try to break them out. Reynolds grounded out his first time. Infield at double play depth, 0-1. Swing and a miss. 95 on the fastball from Joe, and it's nothing in two again. Pirates lead 1-0. They began the season 9-2. In fact, for a while, as well as the Brewers were playing the first couple of weeks, the Pirates were actually ahead of them in the standings. But since they were 9-2, they've gone 2-9, including 6 consecutive losses coming into tonight. Now they're 4 games behind the Brewers. Ball one misses on a fastball here. Reynolds batting left-handed, 1-2. Derek Shelton now in his 5th season as the Pirates manager. Hadn't had a winning season as yet. The 1-2 pitch. Inside, another fastball. It's 2-2 on Brian Reynolds. Pirates were swept in 3 games by the Red Sox right here over the weekend, while the Brewers were sweeping the Cardinals in St. Louis. Here's the pitch. Low, a slider, and from 0-2, Reynolds has come back to work a full count. McCutchen at first, he had actually started and stopped on that 2-2 pitch. We'll see if he's going to run here on a 3-2. One out in the inning. Ross okays the sign from Contreras, and he's set right outside the belt. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, chopped foul, wide at first, softly by Brian Reynolds, and so McCutchen will have to retreat. Even at age 37, Andrew McCutchen, he can still run a little bit. For several years, Reynolds has been the most dangerous Pittsburgh batter. This year, he's already driven in 13 runs to lead the team. 1-0 Pirates in the third, and a throw to first. Not in time to get McCutchen, who dived safely without a tag applied. Good battle here between Joe Ross and Brian Reynolds. Another 3-2 pitch is coming. Joe is set. McCutchen leads. A long hold. There goes the runner. 3-2. He missed. Inside, ball four, and he lost Brian Reynolds. Threw a fastball, and so after he had him two strikes, Ross unable to put him away. So McCutchen up to second. Two on, one out for Key Brian Hayes.
Third baseman, Key Brian Hayes.
That's the first walk issued by Ross. Key Brian Hayes grounded out to Jake Bowers at first base back in the first inning. Ross last pitched a week ago in the opener against the Padres. Had that crazy inning against him. Pitches a swing and a miss. Key Brian chasing a slider. It's nothing and one. That was the game in which the Brewers handed Ross a 3-0 lead, and then the Padres had a 6-run fifth inning with a whole lot of bad luck included. Two on and one out here. Infield at double play depth. Ross with an 0-1. There's a strike with a fastball. 95 miles an hour, nothing in two again. This time on the right-handed hitting Key Brian Hayes. Ross has his sign, the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called with a fastball right down the middle. Key Brian just couldn't pull the trigger on it, and that's a big second out in the inning. That pitch was right over the heart of the plate and just above the knees. It was a perfect pitch. 0-2, yeah, got a swing at that, but Key Brian Hayes did not. Ortho ASAP, strikeout number four. And now it's Rowdy Tellez taking inside, 96 miles an hour. It's ball one. 1-0 Pittsburgh. Rowdy popped out to end the first. Strange to see him in that black Pittsburgh uniform. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. That was a good one. 1-1. Rowdy was a fan favorite at American Family Field. He had 55 homers as a member of the crew. Pirates bringing him in as a free agent. Just a one-year deal. The 1-1 pitch. Strike called with a slider right through the back door and over the outside corner. 1-2. As you know, Rowdy bats left-handed. The infield puts about as much of a shift on him as you're permitted to these days. McCutchen at second, Reynolds at first, and the pitch just missed. From a changeup, 2-2. William Contreras was so certain that that was going to be called strike three, he started running to the dugout. It was a little bit inside. Jeremy Rehack is our home plate umpire. I think he got that right. 2-2 on Rowdy, and the pitch. Swing and a little pop-up in the left. Can of corn for Sal Frelick, sauntering in a few steps, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Ross escapes a jam, stranding two, and we head to the fourth. 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical?
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Brewers are coming home to face the Yankees this weekend. Gear up for a star-powered series. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 26th through the 28th. Plus, you can collect the City Connect Tumbler at the game on Saturday. Get your seats, brewers.com/tickets. Yankees, they've been one of the best in baseball early in the season, as have the Brewers. William Contreras takes ball one, leading off the fourth against Jared Jones. Now he tried to check his swing, but the ball hits his bat and rolls right to the second baseman. Malika Williams fields it and throws out Contreras easily. That was unfortunate. I bet you that drives you crazy as a hitter. It's going to be a ball. You're not trying to swing at the ball, but you just kind of moved your bat enough that the pitch finds it, and all of a sudden you're out.
I think there's probably a lot about facing Jared Jones right now that drives you a little bit wild.
No kidding. Willie Adames takes a 97-mile-an-hour strike. Jones, through the first three innings, if you're just joining us, has allowed only one base runner, a single by Joey Ortiz in the third. He's got four strikeouts. Adames tried to check on one outside, but he committed. It was a slider away. Appeal to first, though, and it's a swing, so it's nothing in two.
I am curious to see what this is going to look like as the game progresses, though. Does he become...
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, Willie couldn't catch up to it. 98 on the radar gun. Strikeout number five for Jones, two out.
Does he become more gettable as you move a little further into the game? I haven't seen that yet. Brewers had a little bit of a chance there in that third inning. But at some point with a young starter that throws like this, hey, look at his numbers. He'd given up some runs this year. Only had a 3.13 ERA. That's a good ERA, but not a guy that's unblemished on the season.
Jake Bowers took a curveball for strike one. Bowers grounded out sharply to second his first time. Two out in the fourth, 1-0 Pirates. And a swing and a miss through 97-mile-an-hour heat. It's 0-2. His five scoreless innings in his last start against the Mets was the first time he gave up under two runs in any outing. So, first three starts, people were scoring runs against him. It's not like you got Cy Young all of a sudden out there.
That start against the Mets, 59 pitches, 50 for strikes.
0-2, swing and a miss. 99, Bowers was so late. And I'll tell you why he was late. He's telling home plate umpire Jeremy Rehak, I was trying to call timeout, you didn't give it to me. And then he had to swing at the pitch, and it was almost already in the catcher's mitt. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jones. He's got six. Pat Murphy out to talk to Jeremy Rehak to stick up for Jake Bowers there. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more. Joe Ross back to work. Jack Sawinski leads off. It's the bottom of the fourth, and it's 1-0 Pirates. First pitch is very high on a fastball. Between innings, Pat Murphy continued his conversation with two of our umpires for a good minute. After Bowers struck out, Sawinski grounded out his first time, and the 1-0 is lifted deep into center field. This is carrying well. Perkins back onto the warning track right in front of the wall with a play. Blake makes the catch. Good ride by Jack Sawinski. He does have power, but it dies in Blake Perkins' glove, as so many fly balls do. One out for Ross. Michael A. Taylor and O'Neill Cruz, the next two due up for the Buccos in the fourth. That was a long conversation there with Jeremy Rehak, the home plate umpire. Pitch just missed up and in on Taylor. Again, I think what it was is Jake Bowers thought that he should have been granted timeout before the pitch that he had to swing at and he struck out on. Taylor struck out his first time, and he swings through a slider 1-1. Time for a safe driving tip from Schneider's. Their professional truck drivers remind you to always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Thank you to Schneider's. 1-1 the pitch. High fly ball right on the right side of the infield. The second baseman, Bryce Terang. He's straddling the outfield grass as he makes the catch. Made it about a step onto the grass and outside of the dirt, as he did, and there are two outs for Joe Ross here in the fourth. He's got a chance at his first 1-2-3 inning. It brings up O'Neill Cruz. Important for all of the healthy Brewers starting pitchers to go as long as they possibly can. You missed the news earlier today. Wade Miley, the latest to land on the injured list. Cruz fly ball into the gap in right center field. That's going to get all the way to the wall as it lands off the warning track. Jackson Churio plays the hop, and O'Neill Cruz strolling into second base. He's got himself a two-out double, and he's two for two. It's a guy who has, in his short career, done a lot of damage against Milwaukee Brewers pitching. Hit six homers against the Crew as a rookie 2 years ago. We didn't see him last season. He was injured. But, you know, he hadn't been hitting all that much. All of a sudden, here comes the Brewers team, and he's got two hard-hit hits. Two out for Henry Davis, and he swings through a slider. It's nothing and one.
Hard hit is right, 111 miles per hour off the bat on that double. O'Neill Cruz, one of those guys that the computers really love.
Well, when we see him, there is a lot to love. Davis struck out his first time. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, another slider. He hadn't been able to touch that pitch from Ross. It's nothing and two.
Maybe a better way to say is StatCast really loves.
It does.
Because he's always putting up impressive numbers. If you get into the weeds a little bit with some of that stuff, there's a lot to like with O'Neill Cruz because he hits the ball hard. When he barrels the ball, it's hit as hard as anybody in baseball can hit it.
And he throws the ball hard from shortstop. He's at second. 1-0 Pirates in the fourth. The 0-2 pitch, high and away, 1-2. I think they clocked him making a throw a couple of years ago, almost 100 miles an hour from shortstop to first base. Henry Davis, 3 years ago, the top pick in the draft, takes in the dirt with the slider this time, picked cleanly by Contreras. It's 2-2. This guy was 1-1. Number one pick in the first round out of Louisville. The Pirates were hoping for a little bit more out of him thus far in his brief two-year career in the bigs. Pitch is squibbed off the end of the bat, foul. He got a piece of the slider to stay alive. You don't pick a guy 1-1 without having big hopes for him. Still only 24 years of age, right-handed hitter. Runner at second and two out. 2-2 again. Foul back over the screen. Up into the second level. Fan brought a glove. The ball went right to him, and he dropped it. Oh, he is just despondent. You bring the glove, you might as well make the catch.
Orioles fan.
2-2 again. Runner goes for third. Pitch is low. Throw to third base. Contreras is in time. He has caught O'Neill Cruz stealing William Contreras. I think O'Neill thought, I'm going to catch them off guard here. But Ortiz came over to take that throw, and he tagged him out. Inning is over with Henry Davis still in the batter's box. It was going to be a 3-2 count. Caught stealing. That's first time all season the Pirates have been caught stealing. Leave it to William. We go to the fifth. 1-0 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce Skinny Pop or 16-ounce Bally Popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny Pop or Bally Popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn. Better
products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Jared Jones to Reese Hoskins. It's the fifth inning, and it's 1-0 Pittsburgh. Back with the play-by-play is Lane.
All right, thank you, Josh. Hoskins takes ball one up and away. It's 1-0 on the Brewers' designated hitter here tonight. Jones only 48 pitches to get through the first four innings. He's faced one over the minimum as Hoskins takes inside, two balls and no strikes. Brewers trying to get something going against this 22-year-old right-hander. He's been very good so far. Brings home the 2-0 to Hoskins and missed outside. It goes to 3-0. That was the slider that time and a rare three-ball count for a Brewers hitter against Jared Jones. He's been a strike thrower tonight. Hoskins taking all the way, and he takes a strike on the outside edge, and that might have been a generous strike. Fastball missed, it looked like, outside, but right on the border. So a close pitch, and he gets the benefit of the call. 3-1. High fly ball out to left. Racing back is Sawinski onto the track at the wall. We are tied. Reese Hoskins goes deep. It's his fifth of the year, and it's a 1-1 ball game here in Pittsburgh. Fastball at 97 right down the middle. And Hoskins, who homered earlier in this trip in St. Louis, with a big-time blast here for his fifth of the season. And just like that, it's a brand new ball game here at PNC Park. Big swing the Brewers were looking for against Jones. Just the second hit of the game. And here's Blake Perkins. First pitch to Perkins is a curveball that misses down and in. It's 1-0. $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin for that blast. 1-0 missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now Henry Davis is out there to chat with Jones. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue. Coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Boy, that sounded really good off the bat of Hoskins. And when you're squaring up 97, it typically is going to be pretty loud. Jones 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. That was a slider at the very bottom of the strike zone. It's 2-1. Jones has not thrown as many strikes here in this fifth. He's fallen behind to Hoskins and now to Perkins. And now it's 3-1 as the fastball comes inside and nearly clips Blake. Three balls and a strike. Jones brings home the pitch. And that missed down and away. Walked him. Just the third walk issued of the year by Jones. And he's a different looking pitcher right now than the guy the Brewers saw that first time through the order. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now here's Bryce Terang with a runner at first and nobody out. And the pitch. And Terang took a strike. It's 0-1. Fastball at 95. That velocity is really dipping from where it was a couple of innings ago for Jones. A one pitch. And Terang took a fastball low. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Perkins and Rowdy Tellez having a conversation over at first. Blake gets his lead. Fairly conservative lead. And now a spin and a toss to first and back in time. Runner at first, nobody out. Tied at one after the solo blast by Reese Hoskins to start up this inning. Jones brings home the 1-1. This is hit out towards right center. Racing back is the center fielder, Michael A. Taylor. Two steps in front of the warning track to make the catch for the first out. And Perkins heads back to first. That home run hit by Hoskins was the fifth home run of the year given up by Jones. So he's given up basically a home run per start so far. And here's Jackson Churio. Well, vibes are good now after Hoskins went deep. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe too, Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Swing and a miss from Churio. It's 0-1. That's the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Jackson grounded out to third. Back in the third. He's 0-1 tonight. The pitch. Down and away. And Jones fell off the mound as he brought home that fastball. And he kind of yanked on it a little bit. And Derek Shelton has popped up out of the dugout. And he's going to go out and check on Jared Jones. Trainer coming out there as well. Looked like he just buckled a little bit as he landed with that landing. Oh, he just slipped. When he initially landed, it looked like it was fine. And then as he was bringing his back leg through, that left leg just kind of slipped in the dirt on the mound. And he ended up almost in a full face plant. He's going to take some warm-up tosses to make sure he's all right. This is the most adversity he's faced in this outing by a long stretch. Takes one warm-up toss and stays in there. And the battle against Churio will continue. One ball and one strike. Well-pitched game so far between Jones and Ross. Slider missed low, and it's 2-1 now on Jackson. Perkins hit first with one out, a 1-1 ball game on a beautiful night here in Pittsburgh. Jones again looking in, the 2-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt on a slider, and it's 2-2. Jackson will use his timeout, goes for a little walk outside the box. Perkins lengthens his lead by maybe a step over at first. And now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the plate. Strikes out Churio. That is strikeout number 7 for Jones. And there's two down, and Jones becomes the fourth pitcher since 1893 to strike out at least 7 batters in each of his first 5 career starts. Pretty impressive feat for the young right-hander. First pitch to Joey Ortiz, who's 1-for-1, is in there for a strike with a slider. It's 0-1. Jones approaching 70 pitches. This will be number 68. Instead, he'll toss to first, and Perkins is back in time. And Rowdy Tellez applies a hard tag on Perkins, who's smiling over at first. Playful. That's always been Rowdy's way. A 1 is a high strike with a fastball that just caught the upper outside corner. And Ortiz is behind, nothing and 2. Fastball velo has definitely tapered off for Jones. That one was at 95. Just a little bit more gettable, but still effective. There goes the runner. The pitch swung on and fouled out of play. First base side into the second deck, and a nice barehanded catch made by a fan who is standing down there calling for it the whole way. Didn't even have to move. I always love when a fan makes a catch like that and the usher comes down and then gives the thumbs up that they're okay. They're as good as they've ever been. They just caught a foul ball. Ground ball to second base. Glove by Williams. Throws to first and retires Ortiz. But the Brewers tie it up. Solo home run from Reese Hoskins. We go to the bottom of the fifth. A 1-1 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Henry Davis was at the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning when O'Neill Cruz was caught stealing third by William Contreras. That was the first time this year the Pirates had been caught stealing. It's a 1-1 ball game, bottom of the fifth, and Davis leads things off for Pittsburgh. Joe Ross's first pitch to him. Misses high, and it's 1-0. Joe has pitched well. 64 pitches for him so far this evening for Ross. And the 1-0 delivery. That missed a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Davis, Alika Williams, and then Andrew McCutchen, who is 2-for-2 tonight. He's scheduled to hit third in this inning. Brewers just tied it in the top of the fifth. A solo home run from Reese Hoskins. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and hit off the end of the bat. It rolls fair and hits the bag. It's picked up by Bowers. And what a play that was as Bowers picks it up on the bag for the out. It started foul and then rolled back fair. And great job by Bowers to hang in there with it and have the wherewithal to pick it up the minute it hit the bag and step on the bag for the out. I've never seen that before. Wow, it didn't even get to the bag. He picked it up right as it went fair, about one revolution from the bag. And now here is Alika Williams, lines one into right. That's going to drop in there in front of Churio. Big turn at first. Churio quick to get to it, though. And Williams will put the brakes on and settle for the single. That was, you see something different every night. That's one you won't see very often.
You know what it looked like? It was like somebody bowling.
Yeah, with the spin.
Yeah, you were trying to pull off the 7-10 split.
That one definitely had English on it. No doubt about that. So Williams at first, one out. Now here's McCutchen. He's had two good swings against Ross tonight. First pitch to him, swung on and fouled off of the gear of Contreras, who is ready to try and backpick Williams, but irrelevant. 0-1 on McCutchen, the designated hitter tonight. He was 0-for-11 his last handful of games before coming into tonight. Now he's 2-for-2 with a home run. Ross, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Contreras. It's 0-2. Runner at first and one out here, bottom of the fifth. Ross trying to give the Brewers a lengthy start. He's looked good so far tonight. But there is action in the Brewers bullpen. Looks like Hobie Milner starting to get loose. Here's a ground ball to third. Fielded by Ortiz, spins to second, on to first in time. It goes 5-4-3 and the Brewers out of the inning. That was a tremendous play by Ortiz. Hard hit. He had to spin the opposite way. So he spun towards the outfield wall and then threw to Terang, who is so good at making that turn at second, and did so with ease. Ross is through five. It's a 1-1 ballgame as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, meaning every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month. Grab your half price tickets for Friday games at brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 8 months.